Good morning. We're continuing Chayalim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Lamed. Looking at Simon Gimel, we stopped in the middle. We were discussing this concept of something which is a B'nai Tarbus, or different levels of B'nai Tarbus. Now, that's clear that if a B'nai Tarbus is murrayed, it loses the status of B'nai Tarbus. The question is, if you have something which has been captured, and now it loses the full extent of being captured, can you put it back into the matzav of being captured? Do we say that it's called nitzud one time and you can't do tzeda a second time? So he says, well, Rabbi Kosev B'Shem Tzav Ziyantav Hiskemi Moed De'Be'enan Boyin L'Kluban. Animals which do not return home of their own volition, which means if when they're outside, bringing them back in would be usur. So then, I feel heimabayis benif the chadelis. They're inside the house, and the door has opened. Also, the sagroi alagav shekvar who nitzud shach b'teda. So it's already been put in the house, which means it's already been caught. And now, during Shabbos, at some point, the door is opened, and the animal could leave. The animal has not left, but the animal is able to leave. So the seda situation of the animal seems to have been interrupted. It's no longer in a state of being maintained. It's an animal which, when it leaves, it won't come back. So can you shut the door? So the Chayyim says, you cannot shut the door. And it's considered, yes, it's considered tzeda, which means to be a deraisa, the loika magan of Rum. There's the magan of Rum, which says, a fascinating shita, that if such an animal has been captured one time, even though then the door opens and it can get out, but if it didn't leave yet, so it's already in a state of, it was nitzud one time, it's not considered tzeda to shut the door. It's not a new mice, it's tzeda. However, the Chayyim says you don't paskin like that, and Mishpura as well. Paskin is not like this Magen Avraham. Nearly the Kolshken Kishahen B'Kluv, Niftach Pesach HaKluv, Binyan Shalom Yehoi Mishtam Rasham Oid, also Listam HaPesach. The same thing will be true that it's not in the house, but it's in the kluv. That's the shed where they're being maintained. So if that's opened up, so it'd be usher to close it as well. Simon Dalet, Avozim Atanagrelim B'chasul. You have geese, chicken, cats. They are already accustomed to be in the house. Mamela Yaksul the Basim B'erev, and they come back home at nighttime. Even if they actually left, they're considered nitzud already, and it's not considered a ma'aseh tzeda to bring them back. If they've left and the person is concerned that he might lose the animal, it might be stolen. They'll take up noyak l'topsam. So if it's a type of an animal, as soon as he puts his hand on it, it doesn't jump away. Again, it's something which comes back in night times. It's not Seder Deraisa. Question is there a Seder Rabbanan? So if it avoids him when he tries to grab it, so it's still going to be Seder Rabbanan. If it doesn't avoid it, just accepts it, sits down. As soon as he touches it, so there's no redifa at all, so then there's no tzeda involved. Now, the next question is, what about muksa? Live animals are considered muksa, and therefore, grabbing the animal is going to be a problem of moving muksa. Grabbing the animal and bringing it back is going to be a problem of moving muksa. So the Chayyim says, what you can do is mutar litchos or samach reach tikones. You can push it from behind. So we're not discussing, there's no problem, it's an area which is enclosed. A large area, let's say, of the field, the barn yard, which is enclosed. So we're not discussing a problem of hitzah. But the problem is, if it lifts itself up, he's holding it, he's carrying it. So he's moving muksa. So that's going to be a problem of tilta muksa. Um, And the problem over here is, but see, all he can do is he can push it from behind, but he shouldn't hold on to it. Other animals which do not lift themselves up, so we're going to allow, and because of the potential loss of the item, we're going to allow the person to hold on to it, not to carry it, not to drag it, but to direct it back. It's a place where it's permitted to carry. And you can hold on to the neck, or the sides. It doesn't lift up off the ground. He can't raise it and he can't move it. Because we have a problem with muksa. If, however, it's not easy to grab them, if you have to run after them, even they will come back naturally in the night times. It's not said at the Raisa. Also, the Sudan, there's an isser of doing Seda. So let's stop here. He's going to suggest Ayurei, what situation of Ayurei Akum, and also Ayurei Katan, what's the halacha. And we will do that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.